You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Elliot Dawson with Bald Spot, and we have Elliot on the line. How are you going?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Congratulations on your album release. Hang Low came out on Friday. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, pretty good. Thank you. Large sense of relief, but also really just stoked that it's out and that people can hear it now and I can talk about it to people.
Like, it's quite a... It's got a ruckus quality to it that I really like, but it's also quite dreamy, especially the intro track to the album. When you were piecing it together, was it sort of like a conscious curation of sounds, or did it come together quite organically?
It's probably more conscious than I think the overall vibe of the album was kind of where my songwriting drifted naturally, but the kind of, like you say, the way in which it's a ruckus but also dreamy, that was quite intentional. Like, I really like albums that kind of defy expectation almost, or you especially, or take you on a journey. So like, I wanted to do something that when it opened sounded like it was going to go in one direction and then immediately change tack.
Yeah.
And it was quite an interesting challenge to try and make that happen within the context of a body of work that you also want to be cohesive, if that makes sense.
No, totally. And that it definitely comes across when you're listening to it. It goes in quite unexpected places, but nothing feels out of place.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was going for. So yeah. I'm glad that you think that.
I'm quite interested in how you went about recording it. We'll sort of talk about the musical side to it first. Because you did it all on a MIDI keyboard, is that right? And then took it to the studio?
Honestly, I didn't even have a MIDI keyboard. I just did it on my laptop.
Oh, whoa!
So I wrote all the songs, you know, just me in my bedroom kind of thing, and then demoed them all on my laptop. So kind of the only real thing, the real instruments that were in the demos were like, you know, badly recorded vocals and guitar. and then once all the songs were written and I had like passable demos, then I took them to the band and we kind of ironed everything out and decided, you know, what part sounded better on what instruments. And then when we went into the studio, it was kind of a process of like recording all the songs with like alongside the demos and then like slowly peeling back the stuff that we didn't want and adding in like the more organic sounding instruments, if that makes sense.
No,
and then, so there's,
totally.
There's some stuff like software instruments that like sounded pretty all good from the demos that we just left in there because they had, you know, like an interesting quality to them. But yeah, it was a cool process kind of like peeling the onion and then reassembling it.
Yeah.
Now
tell me about your relationship with the saxophone, because it's quite the star of the album.
It is. Shout out to Lily Rose Shaw, who is an incredible saxophonist and played all the saxophone and flute on the record.
Oh, cool.
Yes, I think that saxophone is the best instrument and I can't play it myself, so I thought I'd throw it all over the album. But also some of my favourite bands are ones that use lots of saxophone in really cool ways, like Puma Blue, and I'm also a huge thought for the 1975, and they have a lot of nice songs with saxophone in them. And I definitely like it. It's one of those instruments that takes, like, gives something extra that nothing else really can. Or I guess it's probably just like horns in generally. And I didn't want this album to sound like just another indie rock record. So the saxophone parts really help it get somewhere different.
Yeah, it's almost like in the last song, it's like you and the saxophone are doing this dance. I think it's in Kill the Man. Was that,
yeah.
I mean, when you were doing it just on your laptop, did you sort of have the vision of the saxophone being what it was, or is that something that came out in the studio with the band?
A bit of both, really. The only thing that I had in the demo for the saxophone parts in Kill the Man was just like the lead line that Lily plays in the chorus. It's also the melody that you hear at the very start of the album in Lay Your Walls Down. And then all of the other kind of like conversational or dancey, as you described it, parts, Lily just kind of did it in the studio when we were playing it live. We definitely wanted that song to sound like a conversation as such, and she just absolutely nailed it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was very, very specifically for Kill the Man. That was kind of like loose parameters. Wanted it to sound like, have a live feel and feel like, you know, two people kind of like chomping it out, you know, at the end of the night kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it's been quite a collaborative process, but it is your debut solo project album.
Yes.
You've played in bands like Dunes and Witty Donna, of course, but how does it feel having this release that's your name, it's your vision? Is it different? Does it scratch a particular creative itch for you? What's it been like?
I think, I mean, that's a really good question. I guess I'm probably not quite sure yet. I think I've always been reluctant in the past to like actually put my own name on anything, but like when I started writing these songs, it kind of felt that you know, it was the first time that I felt that it was something that I could or that needed to have my name attached to it, if that makes any sense at all. I don't know.
No, it does make sense.
It's a very it is a different experience for sure, but also at the end of the day I'm kind of just still playing in a band with my best mate, so and like you say, the process of putting it together was pretty collaborative, except for the songwriting, I guess. And so to me it doesn't necessarily feel that different. I feel like probably it just means that personally I'm taking a little bit more risk,
right?
You know, everyone else is, as much as I talk about how incredible they are and I couldn't be here without them, you know, like if no one liked this record they could just like slip off into the darkness and no one would care, you know, like.
I don't think that's going to be the case somehow, but with writing the songs, because the themes of this album, they're quite weighty. You talk a lot about masculinity and substance issues. Writing about these and going about it in quite a poetic way, do you think you would have been able to convey what you wanted to say if you were doing it in a more group setting? Or are these things that you had to do by yourself?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've always... in terms of writing lyrics or that kind of thing, it's different for me. It's always been a personal process, and then the kind of everything that surrounds them will come later. But I also think that in some senses I think it's a little bit more powerful when it comes from a group of people that are committed to an idea or the idea of a song, and so even if it does come from me, I feel like it's less meaningful if it was just you know, an album that was just me and a guitar like screaming into the void. Does that answer your question?
I think it does. And on the note of guitars and screaming into the void, do you have an instrument of choice when you write? Are you a sort of whispering into the notes app person, or is it you and a guitar before you hit the laptop and then hit the studio? Or
yeah, the latter. It's not often that I can have any ideas that stick in the absence of holding a guitar, or sometimes at a piano, but that's a sporadic experience. Yeah, definitely processes locked up in a room for potentially too long with a guitar and just making it happen.
And potentially a saxophone now, maybe? Are you inspired to learn?
I want to learn so bad.
Nice.
And I'm definitely going to. I think it would be hilarious if during a live set I could just whip out a saxophone and badly play something next to Lily for like 30 seconds. It would be incredible.
I mean, you are going on tour with this album release. Do you think there's time before you're in Tamaki Makaurau on the 15th of October?
Oh, wow.
That's not a challenge, by the way.
I could do it. I actually, one of my flatmates is also an incredible saxophone player, whose name is Louisa Williamson, and now that I think about it, it's probably possible, but I don't know if I want to lay down the gauntlet on live radio.
No, yeah, totally. Well, we'll have to come along to the show and see. So you are playing in Tamaki Makaurau at the Wine Cellar on October 15th, and you're going around Aotearoa as well, is that right?
Yes, yeah. So we had the Wellington show on Friday, and then I'm going to be in Dunedin on the 16th of September, and Christchurch on the 17th of September, and Wiridona is coming along with me to play some special solo shows. So I don't have the band in the South Island, but the full band is coming up to the Wine Cellar on October 15th, and we're going to be joined by Ripship for that show, which I'm really excited about. And
fantastic.
It's always heaps of fun coming up to Tamaki, so yeah, really excited to come back.
We can't wait to have you, and congratulations on the album release. Everyone can go and listen to Hang Low now, and it's on vinyl, is that right?
Yes, yeah, yeah. The good people at Holiday Records pressed some of the album for me, and you can get it. The only place you can actually get it in store is in Auckland at Flying Out. Otherwise, it's on my Bandcamp, and it'll get delivered to your door.
Very nice.
Yeah, super stoked to have something that I can hold in my hand, which I've never done before. I'm always real jealous of people that get to physically manifest.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show this morning, Elliot. It's been a pleasure to talk about your album, Hang Low.
Thanks, Zoe.
I think we're going to listen to Truman now.
Nice. This is the saxophone song on the album.
Okay. Well, we're ready. Have a great rest of your day, Elliot. We'll talk to you soon.
Cheers, Zoe. Thanks, Dave.
No worries. Yeah. See you in October.
Bye.
Shock therapy, self-prescribed.
the other thing is you can listen to us while you're at home, or while you're relaxing or doing some chores, or you can take us along for company while you're driving in your car, and we can even jog together if you have a small Walkman-type cassette player.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.